Hello, hello. Tyler Bryan here. I hope everything's going well. Today I want to talk about the Collision Conference, which, bold statement right at the start, the Olympics of Tech, but I think a good statement. People very excited about this here in Toronto, June 20th to 23rd at the Enercare Center. It's sort of right around the water, beautiful venue for this. And this is, again, sort of the Olympics of Tech. And so it's going to be 35,000 people from over 140 countries, 1,200 journalists, 1,250 startups, some amazing speakers, and some pretty wild talks that are coming up throughout this. So what I'm, you know, personally very excited about is just this in, you know, the IRL, the in real life energy that's going to come from this conference. I think in 2019, they hosted it in Toronto. That for me was one of the sort of moments that sort of confirmed my need to be in Toronto. I was living in London, Ontario at the time. I was constantly traveling back and forth between London and Toronto. And then I was able to attend this conference, luckily through a connection, spent 3 days there, just sort of bright-eyed, naive, you know, wandering around, listening to some of these speakers, having just these amazing conversations. And it truly was, you know, a life-changing experience for me. Now, I will say that happened, and then I made that decision, joined in with the DMZ, moved to Toronto 2 months later, COVID, all that stuff. But whatever, that doesn't matter. The feeling at the moment was real, and the connections, the conversations, and everything there was definitely worthwhile, exciting, and you know, really overall one of the biggest conferences in sort of tech around this. They do the Web Summit, as well as the Rise Conference. And I'll just hop through a couple of these just to see if there's anything that else that sticks out here. But Ryan Peterson, Flexport, obviously lots of people from big names going. And what's really interesting that you can see already is they've done a lot of work to put together connections. Like when people spend this much money at a conference, they travel from all over the place. These are high growth startups, investors, reporters, job seekers. Like there really is, you know, beyond this idea of a conference, right? It's an opportunity to connect. It's an opportunity to meet people. It's an opportunity to get jobs. It's an opportunity to get investments. And so there's huge ranges in the kind of tickets that you can get. And when you're making those investments, there are, you know, large goals that go beyond that, especially when these conferences haven't happened for so long. As these sort of events come back together, you know, I wouldn't say the word is going to be pressure, but I think there is you know, a desire for the people to go to be successful in the event. And you can really see sort of almost, I wouldn't even say it's competitive, but sort of the fast-paced nature of networking, especially in events like this where the, you know, where the investment is made, even though 3 days seems like a long time, you know, people are trying to achieve these, you know, they're trying to achieve these goals at the event. And so they are, they're hustling around. If they're part of a conversation that doesn't seem like it's worth their while, then they're going to leave and move on, et cetera, et cetera. So I definitely think there are some certain, you know, priorities that will be made clear through this conference, everyone trying to make this as productive as possible. But I think there also is the spirit of just seeing the tech community back together, and overall people are going to be very excited about that. I will say, one thing that Collision has done really nicely, and I'm glad to see that, is support startups. So here there is a program, Alpha, and this program at Alpha, look, they're already at this, because this program is over, they're already advertising 2023. But we were lucky enough to get in this program. So we are exhibiting in this AI and machine learning section. And we're doing that on June 21st. And we're stand A1726. And so, you know, really nice. They give you help. They print your sign for you, ask a little bit. They set you up, sort of curate where you are in the actual exhibit. And I know there's been lots, you know, companies from all over, but I know a lot of DMZ companies, Toronto companies, are getting the opportunity to exhibit at this. So I walked around a ton in 2019 and met a lot of people, met a lot of companies, saw some amazing stuff that I just didn't, that I didn't even know existed at this time. And beyond, obviously, the really interesting talks, the sort of like almost like tech celebrities that are there, there are truly the opportunity to meet great people working on incredible startups, doing just amazing things in the world and pushing their vision forward. And I am fascinated to see as the fact that, the world in sort of market conditions, where they are right now, what the conversations are going to be, how that's going to affect this, because this is people showing up who are aware, conscious people, adjusting in real time, learning in real time, all learning from each other and then sharing those insights. And so because of the market conditions, the environment that we're in, I think a lot of the talk will focus around that. And I do have some schedules built up. We'll see if I can just give you a quick couple names of a couple of these talks that are going, so you can sort of kind of see what's there. So, for example, launching a new generation of founders, how to ace your digital strategy, building a winning pitch, product market fit to make users happy cry, hard truths, the fundraising landscape in 2022, tech for good, marketing 2023, marketing in 2022, global VC trends in 2022. So depending on, of course, who you are, there's ones dedicated to crypto, there's ones dedicated to, marketing specifically, climate tech, financial tech. They talk about it being like the Olympics for tech people. I think it's sort of like the Burning Man. That's how I've been sort of comparing it. Make your own adventure. Make your own journey. Select the courses and classes and events that are up to you, that really resonate with you and that you want to do. And I remember because of the venue in 2019, so many amazing things conflicting at once, and you're just maneuvering through trying to soak it all in. And I left that event feeling what I would say was overstimulated, and I left processing a lot of information, but feeling completely inspired and excited about the state of tech, Toronto as a city. And I hope that is also invigorated again here. There are events that are after hours, which is fantastic. So each night you're able to go and do something. Do something after the event, network even a little bit more casually, probably have a bit of fun. I know there were some people I talked to in 2019 who probably had a little bit too much fun the night before, showing up a little tired, showing up a little, some bags under their eyes, but that's all part of the fun and why you're here. There is the ability to feature, walk through all the startups that are at Collision, which is fantastic. I don't know if you can actually click. Yeah, it just gives a little link and some description and some details on them, a little bit of promotion. Got the Collision. Oh, I'm not following. I'm a bad person. They're on LinkedIn. The Entercare Center as the actual place that it's going. And then there is, as I was sort of talking about, a wonderful app where, it's actually, you think this, like, is this valuable? Is this even worthwhile at all? I'm downloading it, getting some connections there, and it's helped me sort of schedule out the event the way that I see as being pretty valuable. And I think just generally it's important to leave some flex time too, because you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You don't know where conversations are going to come from, who you're going to bump into, what kind of talks you're going to get engrossed by and forget that you were supposed to be doing something else. That's all part of the journey. And again, I think this is really exciting. It's next week at the Entercare in Toronto, June 20th to 23rd. We're on June 21st. We're exhibiting AI and machine learning. So that's stand A1726. I hope to see you there. I'll try to figure out something cool. Don't know what that is yet. I'm a big fan of this event and looking forward to it a lot. Thanks for checking out this video. It's been Tyler Bryden. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're on LinkedIn, send me a comment. Are you coming? Send me a note. Would love to connect, and looking forward to this a lot. Hope if you're traveling from somewhere to come that you have a safe journey. And for anyone else, I'll maybe be doing a little reaction or debrief on the conference after I've gone. So thank you so much for checking this out. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.